Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
You know, this is like semi-historic today.
It's absolutely.
I believe this is the first live music we've had in the studio post-pandemic.
In years.
So it's literally
been years.
And it was a pretty regular thing for us. So we're excited that these ladies are representing that live music. We were playing some music from them last week on the show. And we're excited that they're just stopping through town just to say hello and play. Please welcome Alejandra, Danielle, and Paulina from The Warning. Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome. We're so glad you made it here. And just stopping through, right? You guys aren't playing in town, are you?
We played yesterday.
You played last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's
the gig last night?
In the Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Was that cool?
It was awesome. Cool. We had a bowling alley literally in the same venue. That was crazy.
Yes, that's always cool, right?
Did you bowl at all while you were there?
Yes. I lost in first place.
You lost?
Yes. I lost in first place.
Yes. Lost in first place.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. See, if you can pull that Baltos off, that's a cool thing to do.
So the three ladies here are sisters. And is your last name pronounced Villarreal? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
I got it.
You pronounced it correctly. Wow.
How about that?
Big round of applause for that.
2 years of Spanish, junior high school. Thank you very much.
Yes.
This one time.
It paid off this once. But you guys are born in Mexico?
Yes.
Okay.
We live there as well. We're Mexican.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And so here's the question, because we're just learning about you guys. You had a viral video that hit, and it was you guys playing, covering Metallica.
Yes.
How old were you at the time when you did the video?
Oh, my God. I don't remember exactly how old we were.
It was 2014.
14.
So I was 14.
So I was 12. And I was
9.
Oh my God.
We were tiny. We were really young.
Tiny babies.
But it took off. I mean, it took off like crazy, like millions and millions. I think, was it the last tally is someone upwards of 28 million views or something like that?
Oh my God. I didn't know that number. No, that was basically what started our whole career as musicians. Yeah.
Not only that, you end up on Metallica's own radar. They're thrilled with it.
Yeah.
And everyone getting kudos, but it progresses, right, Preston?
And it was a cool full circle moment, because now, last year, we were able to participate with our own version of Enter Sandman in the Metallica Blacklist album, which is the 30th anniversary of the Black Album. It's just... We started with that song, and now we have our own version for a Metallica album.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Who posted the video? Is it one of your parents?
Yeah, my dad.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Wow.
We posted videos on YouTube for like our grandparents to see them, and then suddenly millions of views.
Well, Dad certainly deserves a rare spot in the in the liner notes, right?
Of course.
That's very cool.
All right, so to run down who does what in the band, for those who may not know, Alejandra plays bass.
Yeah.
Danielle is the guitarist.
Yes.
And Paulina, the drummer.
I'm the drummer.
Fellow drummer, thank you very much.
Drummers!
Totally,
yes.
Man, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who started first? Who got involved in music first?
It was kind of at the same time.
Yeah, but Pau and I at the same time, because Ale was just
I was too young.
Baby when we learned to play piano.
Yeah.
So we started it off, and then Ale was just like, I want to.
I want in.
All right. And then, but at that point, you know, sometimes, you know, siblings can get involved in the same activity. It doesn't mean they want to do it together. Were you playing with other people or just always you three?
No, it was basically, we all played individually. It was never a group thing. It was only after Alice started playing the bass when she was like, I don't know how old you were.
Was I like 7, 8?
Well,
oh my God, okay, yes. That we started like, we can play these instruments together.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how it started out.
Did you all like rock or what? I assume there are everyone always has multiple influences, but were you all rockers right from the get-go?
Yes, because our parents are rockers. But basically, we listen to a lot of different types of music, but it was the video game, The Rock Band, that really got us into rock. And that was the reason why we started playing the instruments we play today.
Did songs of yours end up on eventually?
Yes!
How cool is that?
We have 2 songs on Rock Band 4, which is insane.
Do you play your own song?
We tried.
We failed.
We were horrible at it. It was really embarrassing.
You couldn't play your own song?
We couldn't.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
How well do you guys get along?
Corey, we get along really well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're females, you're sisters, you live together. You're like, that's a lot of a lot of time spent together.
No, but honestly, we're best friends, and we make like this is a really hard career to have sometimes.
Yeah.
But I feel like we manage it so well because we communicate with each other really well because we're sisters. And it's just a really nice environment to be in. We feel very comfortable.
If you stop and think about it, I mean, the industry can be pretty predatorial and it can eat people up. And to have people that you know, I mean, you're not going to get anybody closer than family to watch your back. Yeah.
Well, so the reason I ask is because the world of rock is littered with brothers and sisters that have hated each other over the years. The Gallagher brothers from Oasis and the Davies from the Kinks and the Black Crowes. Yeah. And so that, but you know, none of that for you.
None of that with you guys. Yes.
You guys love each other.
Nothing but love.
We can definitely tell that. That's cool. So, as far as, and we're going to get you guys to play the song Money here in a moment because it's awesome. First of all, who does the majority of the writing? Do you guys work together? Does one of you write the songs? How does that work out?
So, we write the songs, the three of us together.
Mm-hmm.
I, the drummer, usually start the songs in the piano. If I have a melody, lyrics, a little bass of something, I show it to them and then we start working on it, the three of us together. And that's usually where the song takes off. But it's a really cool process. But talking about the sister thing, that's usually where we fight the most.
Yeah.
Oh, with the songwriting?
Yeah.
Yep.
They all agree.
Do you have a good... So if you set the parameters and say, okay, we're going to fight, but we're fighting for the same cause, so does that... Is that how it works?
Yeah, like
okay.
That. And at the end of the day, music is just opinions and its tastes. So it's just kind of like balancing our opinions until we reach a middle ground.
Okay.
And that's what we've been doing so far.
It's got to be hard because you write something that you like, the other people aren't, the other two might not be hearing it, and they have to choose, am I going to be honest that I don't really like this, or am I just going to say, that's good.
We usually choose the honesty path. Yeah.
Good.
And it's crazy to kind of try and describe and pitch your idea, because you hear it in your head, but no one else is hearing that. So it's just like,
so you kind of have to like sell your point without having an actual point, if that makes any sense.
I know. Anthony Kiedis, I remember I was watching, was it maybe Behind the Music or whatever, and he was talking about Under the Bridge, you know, and when he came to the rest of the band, he was sure they were going to hate it, and they didn't quite get it, but they said, okay, let's work this. And he said, that's when he felt, this is my band, we're a band. Like, they may not understand it right now, but they're going to work with me to get what I want to get out. So you guys have that same dynamic?
That's the whole thing. That's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah, that's very cool.
What about your parents? Do they have in the music at all, or they leave it up to you guys?
Oh, they leave it up to us, definitely. Right. Yeah, like they really support us throughout the whole process, but that's our thing.
Okay. We will give honest opinions, though.
Yeah.
Good.
So that's good.
Well, and I feel like with family, too, like parents and then especially siblings, there's no, like, you can be honest. Like, I'm just thinking about talking to my brothers. Like, I would never sugarcoat anything with them. I'm like, no, you're being a jerk right now. Like,
she doesn't sugarcoat with us.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
Okay, so you guys are, we're going to talk some more, but let's get some music, okay?
Oh, okay.
We want to hear Money, and if that's cool, yes.
Of course. We actually are going to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
I usually sing the song. Pao's going to sing the song today, so you
the
get like a,
gonna sing.
A special edition.
Yes.
An acoustic version of the song.
All right. It's an exclusive here on the Preston and Steve Show.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Warning with Money on MMR.
Give
Wow.
You're not the singer?
You're not the lead singer? That's insane. That is the lungs on you, the power that you've got. That's
crazy. By the
way, you're
all Danielle. Very diminutive here, so yes. The fact that that came out of you, any of you, is amazing.
What were you going to say, Danielle?
That, yeah, her lung capacity is amazing. She sings like that while playing the drums.
Wow.
Every night. So, yes.
It's fun.
That, I can't.
Here's me, brother. No, that's awesome. What a great sound.
Man, oh man, I'm blown away.
No, they're phenomenal. When like we heard the song initially, we're like, holy crap.
Like you said, diminutive, small stature, but huge in sound. And you guys are going to be with some other powerful voices later on. You're going to be joining Pretty Reckless, Hailstorm, Lilith Czar. Yes.
Amazing.
That's like a hardcore rock chick fanatic show set.
We're so excited about that. First of all, we're honored to be part of that tour and to be opening for like these bands that we admire so much, and just to learn from them. I feel like that's the most exciting part about touring with other bands.
Yeah,
just learning from them, and they're just so amazing.
How about Lizzie Hale's voice, man?
Oh,
that's crazy, right?
It's insane. I love her so much.
So we're very excited about that.
Have you had a chance to interact and mingle with any of them yet?
Okay. Yes.
Cool. We actually met during the pandemic through Zoom.
Yeah.
An event that we were in together. And she's the nicest person.
She's so sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you mentioned learning from them. Did you guys give a couple of TED Talks yourself as far as...
Yes. Oh my God.
About getting the industry?
We did.
Yeah.
It was back in like 2016, 17.
Were you nervous?
Yes. Like we were
really nervous.
14 and then like...
You know, we were so playing, young. It's our thing. Yeah. We love to do that. But like talking.
Yeah.
Give like a presentation.
Nerve-wracking. Yes.
With the instruments and the band, the sound system, you got kind of a comfort zone,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? But exactly. Just a microphone and speaking to an audience. Yeah.
I'm going to put you guys in the top 5% of any band we've ever had in here for conversing and everything, so you got it.
Don't worry about it.
You've got personality to spare. Mm-hmm. But I know what you're saying, at TED Talk, and you were addressing the industry, right, and getting involved.
Yeah.
That's cool. We love to see this. I don't think the time has ever been better, at least as far as we can remember, to have all these rocking female bands that are really killing it, you know, coming into the arena. So you two, and you're on the younger end to say, hey, anybody can get through that door. It's pretty cool. What's your fan base like? Describe your fan base.
Our fan base.
It's crazy because it's like a mix of everything.
Yeah.
It's like, a very familiar fan base, I think.
Yeah.
Well, is it, that's how you say familiar?
Familiar?
That the word
no,
is Spanish.
No, it's not. It's like a family.
Familial.
Familial.
Familia.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, basically, it could go like to older rocker people.
Yeah.
Like when they first saw us with a Metallica cover, like they got really into that. And when we released our own music, they were also like hooked on that. And they're just so amazing. But we also have a younger crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have like a really younger crowd.
That's like cool. The older crowd will
with their
bring
kids,
their grandkids.
Yeah.
And everything.
It really varies also like by country. Like in Mexico, in our like home country, it's like usually
people
like younger
our
people our age. But here we really do see like a really wide variety of people.
Okay. I think it's cool because it's, you know, because this is the lifeblood. This station has a, you know, multi-decade history of rock. And I mean, you know, when Stairway to Heaven came out, that was debut, you know, it was being played as a current here.
Wow.
So it blows your mind. So the fact that this, I mean, this always makes us smile because this bodes well for the future of rock, that you guys are doing straight up real rock.
Very much so.
Thank you.
All right, so I have a question, you guys, and this is going to sound a little creepy, but you guys are young, attractive girls. How do you handle the creeper level, like somebody like me and stuff like that? No, but I mean, listen, because so we have this this group's going to be playing our big festival show, the MMRBQ, Froggy, and they're young as well, three-piece female group.
Oh, nice.
And I've seen them on social media going, guys, stop with the comments, you know, online and so on, that kind of cross the line. And I'm sure with, you know, you guys being young and your parents being involved, it's got to be a little... How do you process that?
I mean, the internet is crazy. We always,
Since we started on the internet, I feel like we've, like, it's something sad, but, like, you see it all the time and kind of, like, get desensitized to it. But we started out, like, our parents, like, really protected us throughout the whole thing, and they still do. Basically, it's just surrounding yourself with a team that can really help you through it. Because sometimes it could be, like, really weird, like it can be.
Yeah.
But, and also, like, we, the three of us, we protect each other. Mm-hmm. And, like, we always make sure that if something is happening, that we can help each other out.
It's crazy to think about, but we started 10 years ago.
So we have, we have seen.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are seasoned pros at this point. It's funny when you think about it, though, and I forget who is. There's another TED Talk, as a matter of fact, talking about how social media is used and who's using it. There's a small percentage of people seem to get the most air on social media. When you realize that's not the vast majority of people who are these, some of these derelicts and perfs and stuff like that. That's a side thing. And I always, our mindset is just remember the source, remember the kind of person who'd get that way and just dismiss them. Because it seems like on every other level, the fans and what we read in the comments and stuff, all huge, and they love you.
By the way, here's a comment I think you guys will like. A text that came across that says, that song was something you might hear in the intro of a James Bond movie.
Thank you. That's nice.
Well, you know, Billie Eilish just got, they won the Oscar
for the Bond movie, which is pretty cool.
Manifesting.
All right, well, I know you guys are headed to Baltimore. Do you have a show tonight or tomorrow night? Or do you even know where you're going?
It's tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yes. So you need some rest.
You got a day off, which is cool.
You did us a favor today.
And, well, listen, we're very, very impressed. This is excellent. And we thank you for coming by this morning. One more time before you leave. Could I get a hey? One more time.
Hey! You got it. Woo!
That is awesome. You guys are the best. Stop by here anytime, please.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
You'll have our undying support. Let's hear it for Alejandra, Danielle, and Paulina. It's the morning. Thank you, guys. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in just a moment. Stay with us, friend.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.